then I'm thankful to see, quote, all, unquote, of you here this evening. And I pray now your attention, your prayers will be for the sermon that will be delivered to us this night by our pastor. So I ask for him your kind, your careful attention. Brother Dwayne.
Thank you, Don. It's good to see each one of you here tonight. I know to us this seems like a very small congregation. I think there's 27 of us here tonight, which is a small congregation for the Phoenix local. But we have to realize that many locals in the Church of Christ do not have this many people. They do not have 27 people. So we have been very blessed in the number that we have here. And the number keeps growing as we have the little babies that are born. And plus we have some new people that are meeting with us, and hopefully someday they will join our church also. I want to start this evening in John chapter 12, verse 26. One verse. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. We see here, and these are Jesus' words, and it says, if any man will serve me, let him follow me. So we see part of this service, if we're going to serve God, we have to follow him. And if we follow him, that means follow everything he does, isn't it? Follow his teachings, follow his commandments, follow his example. And also it says here, where I am, there shall also my servant be. If we are serving Christ, he will be there with us to guide us and direct us. And it also says in the last part of that, and him will my Father honor. What a wonderful promise that is. That if we are willing to serve God, that he will be there with us. The Father will be there with us to guide us and direct us and comfort us and strengthen us. The title of my sermon tonight is Serving God. Very important thing that we do as Christians, as members of the Church of Christ, is to serve God. Let's turn over to Joshua, chapter 24, verses 14 and 15. Now, therefore, fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. Here Joshua was telling them to serve the Lord and to put away those idols, those other gods that they used to serve, and serve the one and only Lord and Savior. And it says here that we're to fear the Lord. And when we fear the Lord, we give him reverence. We give him honor. We give him respect. We love him more than anything else in the world, more than anyone else in the world. We follow his commandments. Follow the law that he has given us. We have a reverent awe for his power, for his majesty, for his holiness. And we fear his judgment.
all part of this, of fearing God. And it says here to fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity. To serve Him sincerely from the heart. Verse 15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. God gave us this choice. He gave these people the choice of who to serve. And we have that choice today. America has that choice. The world has that choice of who they are going to serve. And here he says, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. They have chosen. They have chosen who they are going to serve. They are going to serve the Lord. And, you know, when we choose who we're going to serve, we have chosen by being here tonight, by joining the Church of Christ, being part of this body, we have made a choice of who we are going to serve. But it's not just that one-time choice. We make this choice continually. We make it every day when we get up. Every day we get up in the morning, we choose who we're going to serve. And we act that out during the day by the things we do, whether we're following after God's commandments or we're doing something else that we shouldn't be doing. Sometimes we may choose several times a day who we're going to serve. We may start out the day good and serving God and have that desire. But along the way, we fall into temptation and we're not serving God. We need to continually make that choice in our life of who we're going to serve. Let's turn over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how we turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. Again, here it's talking about how these people turn from idols, as we have had read in that last passage in Joshua, that during that time, in that preceding time, there had been many idols and many false gods. But here we see that, you know, we're talking about to turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God. And, you know, sometimes we think, you know, maybe that doesn't apply to me. You know, I don't worship idols. And but we have to be careful about that concept, because we don't worship the idols maybe that they're a lot of times referring to here in the scriptures, or that we see in some of these foreign countries. Like when I was in India, they had the little idols, they had the little statues in their cars and along the road, and those were idols. I mean, a visible thing that those people worship, and very common, those types of idols. But we have to be careful in our lives that we don't have idols in our life, and they're not these little statues. But idols can be other things in our life. It can be anything that we set before God. That can be an idol. It can be a job. It can be a career. It can be education. It can be power. A big house. You know, any type of thing like that that we dwell on and set before God can be an idol. And we need to be careful of that and be warned of that, to turn to God from idols. And we need to just look in our life and see what is in our life, and to always put God first in every aspect of our life, and to serve Him to the best of our ability. Let's turn over to John chapter 8, verse 34.
Again, these are Jesus' words. And Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." And we're talking about service tonight and serving God. But we have to understand that there is an opposite to that. And this scripture is very plain, that whosoever committeth sin, when we are committing sin in our lives, for that time that we are committing that sin, we are the servant of sin. And if we are the servant of sin, what does that mean? We know who the author of sin is, don't we? We are really serving Satan. Kind of a scary thought, isn't it? And we think in our minds, you know, I would never serve Satan. I would never do that. But this scripture makes it plain that when we are committing sin in our life, for that time, we are serving Satan. Something to be mindful of and to think about and to be warned about and to watch out for, that we always endeavor to put sin out of our life and to have that desire in our heart to serve God to the best of our ability. Let's turn over to 3 Nephi, chapter 2, verse 85. And this is on page 614. "Therefore, they did forsake all their sins and their abominations and their whoredoms, and did serve God with all diligence day and night." That is what God wants us to do, each one of us in our life, to put away these things, to forsake the sin and abominations in our life that can, if we put our guard down, can enter in to our life, to put those things behind us and to endeavor to serve God. And it says here, with all diligence, day and night. So it's not something that we just take lightly and think, well, you know, I'm gonna visit my sick grandmother next month. That'll be my service. You know, it's more than that. It's an ongoing thing. It's a daily thing to serve God. It says with diligence, we're to diligently serve God day and night. It's an everyday thing, and we need to be mindful of that and be looking for ways that we can serve God. And there are many ways to serve God. And we need to look for those opportunities in our life. Let's turn over to Mosiah, chapter 1, verses 42 through 49. And this is on page 211. And I guess You really couldn't have a good sermon about serving God without talking about King Benjamin. I mean, he is one of the best examples in all the scriptures of a servant, of a humble man who never let himself be lifted up, but diligently served God all the days of his life. Let's start there in verse 42. "Yet, as I have been chosen by this people," and this is talking about King Benjamin, "and was consecrated by my father, and was suffered by the hand of the Lord, that I should be a ruler and a king over this people, and have been kept and preserved by this matchless power to serve thee with all the might, mind, and strength which the Lord hath granted unto me, I say unto you, that as I have been suffered to spend my days in your service, even up to this time, and have not sought gold nor silver, nor any manner of riches from you, He's the king. We have many examples of evil kings, don't we, that persecute their people and take all their possessions. He was not that way. He was not that way. He didn't seek after their riches. Let's continue on. Verse 44. Neither have I suffered that ye should be confined in dungeons, nor that ye should make slaves one of another, or that ye should murder or plunder or steal or commit adultery. Or even I have not suffered that ye should commit any manner of wickedness, and have taught you that ye should keep the commandments of the Lord in all things which he hath commanded you. He was their example as a servant, but he also taught them to do what was right, taught them to keep the commandments of God. And even I myself have labored with mine own hands that I might serve you, that ye should not be laden with taxes, and that there should nothing come upon you which was grievous to be borne. And of all these things which I have spoken, ye yourselves are witnesses this day. Yet, my brethren, I have not done these things that I might boast. Neither do I tell these things that thereby I might accuse you. But I tell you these things that ye may know that I can answer a clear conscience before God this day. Behold, I say unto you that because I said unto you that I had spent my days in your service, I do not desire to boast, for I have only been in the service of God. He was not lifting himself up. Not lifting himself up in pride that is so common in the world today and back then, especially someone in that position. Verse 49. And behold, I tell you these things that ye may learn wisdom, that ye may learn that when ye are in the service of your fellow beings, ye are only in the service of your God. A very common scripture. We hear this scripture read time and time again, don't we? A very important scripture when we're talking about service. That that we, when we are in the service of our fellow beings, our brothers and sisters, the people that are around us, the people of this world, whoever that might be, those are our fellow beings. The whole human race, that is our fellow beings. When we are in service to mankind, ye are only in the service of your God. That is an important way that we serve God. By serving our fellow man, we are serving God. What are some examples of how we can serve God? I've got a list here. There are, I'm sure each one of you can think of many more things that we can do in our life. Visit the sick, those that stand in need. Today we can visit them, we can call them on the phone. We can send emails. We can send letters. Easy to communicate. Visit the elderly. Send them a note. Send them an email. Encourage them. Visit other church members. Those that stand in need. Those that don't stand in need. Uplift them, strengthen them, comfort those that mourn. We have brothers and sisters that are mourning at this time in Africa, mourning the loss of a loved one. Prayer. Prayer needs to be a part of our daily life, part of our service. pray to God over all things in our life, to pray for those that are in need. When we have prayer service, we bring up the names of those that stand in need, with spiritual needs, physical needs, temporal needs. Pray for those in need. Feed the poor. Help those that are in need. In whatever way we can. Spreading the gospel in these last days. That's the duty of each one of us. Yes, it's the duty of the ministry. It's my duty to stand up here and preach before you, to preach the gospel to the world. But it's each one of us to spread this gospel, to witness. Witness to those around us. To teach a Sunday school class. Whatever it might be. To be a good example. Or to be a good example in every aspect of our life. And every place that we're at. Part of our service. To be a shining light. To be a light to the world, that they might see that we are different, that we have something that they desire in their lives, to pay our tithing. To pay our tithing to God. Part of our duty in serving Him, attending church, to be here whenever we can. To have our testimonies. Testify of God's goodness in our life. Those that hold offices in the church. Part of serving God. Singing specials. Those that sing specials. To uplift and strengthen us. Our little children come up here and sing. Even though they're very small, little tiny children up here, they are serving God. That's one way that they can serve God. Assist others in whatever way they might stand in need. Our brothers and sisters, our neighbors, our coworkers, maybe somebody that's broke down. Show our love. Have charity in our heart, that pure love of God. Uplift others spiritually. Follow the commandments. There are many ways that we can serve God. We need to look for those ways in our daily walk of life. You know, Christ spent His whole life serving man. His whole life. And He even sacrificed His life for us, didn't He? Gave up His life for us. You know, to serve God, we will need to make sacrifices. That's part of serving God, is making sacrifices in our life. Let's continue there in Mosiah, chapter 1. Let's skip down and read verses 53 and 54. I say unto you that if ye should serve Him who hath created you from the beginning and art preserving you from day to day by lending you breath, that ye may live and move and do according to your own will, and even supporting you from one moment to another. When we're serving God, we sometimes I don't think we realize what He is doing for us. Every day in our life, He is there blessing us. We may not always see it or recognize it, but the things that make our body work, our heartbeat, the very breath, that is something that God set in motion that we might have life. I say, if ye should serve Him with all your whole soul, yet ye would be unprofitable servants. In other words, we have done our duty. By serving him doesn't make us a profitable servant. It just means that we have done our duty. Let's hold your place here. We'll come back to that. I want to read in Luke 17:10. In Christ's words, so likewise, ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. This explains that very clearly, that when we serve him, we are just doing our duty. We are doing what God has commanded us to do. If we want to be his children and to follow after him. Let's continue there back in Mosiah chapter 1. Let's read verses 55 and 56. And behold, all that he requires of you is to keep his commandments. And he hath promised you that if ye would keep his commandments, ye should prosper in the land. That's what he has asked us to do, is to keep his commandments. And we realize that there's several things involved with keeping his commandments, isn't there? And part of this is serving God. But if we do this, it says ye should prosper in the land. Verse 56, and he never doth vary from that which he hath said. Therefore, if ye do keep his commandments, he doth bless you and prosper you. We see here a reward that he gives us, don't we? That if we keep his commandments, follow after him, and serve him, be his children, that he will bless us. He will bless us in this temporal life. And it says he will prosper you. He will give us the things that we stand in need of. The temporal things, the spiritual things. He will provide for us the things that we stand in need of, if we are willing to keep his commandments. A promise that he has given unto us. Let's turn over to Mormon, chapter 4, verses 93 through 94. This is on page 712. Doubt not, but be believing, and begin as in times of old, and come unto the Lord with all your heart, and work out your own salvation with fear and trembling before him. That is what we are doing in our lives. We are working out our salvation, and we are endeavoring to serve God as members of the Church of Christ. But we have to realize that this is what every person in the world is doing. They are working out their salvation. Even those that are terrorists or murderers or whatever they're doing, they're working out their salvation. And those people that are doing that, their salvation is not going to be good, is it? But they are, by their actions, by the things they're doing, they're working out their salvation. But we're to, by us working out our salvation, we're to do those things which God has commanded us to do. In verse 94, be wise in the days of your probation. Strip yourselves of all uncleanness. Ask not that ye may consume it on your lusts, but ask with a firmness unshaken, that ye will yield to no temptation, but that ye will serve the true and living God. Again here, talking about serving that true and living God. It is what is required if we want to spend eternity with God. To work out our salvation with fear and trembling before Him. Let's turn over to Alma 19, verse 84. This is on page 452. And thus we see that there was a time granted unto man to repent, yea, a probationary time, a time to repent and serve God. This is the time that was granted unto us. I don't know why we are here in this time, why we are living in the year 2007. I don't know. Only God knows. Or why we're here in Phoenix, Arizona. I don't know. But this is the time that was granted unto us. This time, in this place, for us. This is the only time that we will have. This is our probationary time. This is our time to repent of our sins and to serve God. It's a time that we might improve our time, that we might serve God more fully, that we might do those things that He has asked us to do. And we need to continually look in our lives of what we can do to serve God. What we can do tomorrow that we haven't done in the past or that we're not doing today. This is our time. Our time, our probationary time to repent and to serve God. Let's turn over to Moroni, chapter 6, verses 2 and 3. And this is on page 762. I'll read verse 1 also. And now I speak concerning baptism. Behold, elders, priests, and teachers were baptized, and they were not baptized, save they brought forth fruit meat, that they were worthy of it. Neither did they receive any unto baptism, save they came forth with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and witnessed unto the church, that they truly repented of all their sins. We know that this is what is required for baptism. To be a member of Christ's church. To be a member of the church of Christ. That we need to come before God and to come before the people with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. We're to have that complete sorrow in our heart for the things that we have done. And to show remorse, to witness unto the church that ye have repented of your sins. That is what is required, that we repent of our sins and come before God with a broken heart and a contrite spirit before we are baptized. Now let's look at verse 3. And none were received unto baptism, save they took upon them the name of Christ, having a determination to serve Him unto the end. That's what we do when we are baptized. We take upon us the name of Christ. We take that upon us. We make a covenant with Him. We make a commitment to Him that we are going to follow after Him. And to serve Him unto the end. That's what we did when we were baptized. We made that covenant. We made that commitment. That we're to have that determination in our whole heart and our soul to serve Him to the end. Let's look at Matthew chapter 7. Verse 21. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. There are many false prophets out there, false believers who are, you know, they're saying, Lord, Lord, but they're not really serving Him. They're not following after His commandments. We must follow after His commandments. We must be a doer of the word. We can't just be a hearer. We have to be a doer. We have to follow after the things that God has asked us to do. Because we see here, it's very plain and very clear. And these are Christ's words. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Those are the ones that will enter in to the kingdom of heaven. We must do the will of the Father. We must follow after Him if we want to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And serving God is part of this requirement. Part of this requirement to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And when we are in service of our fellow man, we are serving God. Let's look for ways that we can serve others so that we can more fully serve God. This is our time of probation. This is our only time of probation. And I ask each one of us to look into our hearts and see where we need to improve. Our time of probation, a time to repent and to serve God. I pray for each one of us in our daily walk of life that we will look for these ways that we can more fully serve our God, that we might all someday spend eternity together. Thank you.